The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Write it down. 800-555-2085.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there. Hello and welcome to already Monday again, the Monday edition of the Don Crow Show. They just keep on coming, right? The guy said he was tired of living till he considered the alternative. So I'm just glad we can show up for a Monday or any day of the week. And especially glad that you show up as well. I've often told our producer it would be no fun if you weren't out there listening. So welcome aboard. And we get to do stuff together. We'll give you an update, among other things, on our campaign. Very exciting campaign, desperately needed with food for the poor. We'll give you all that in a few minutes. But coming up, before we get to that really in depth, this hour, I want to share a recent conversation I had with Mark Hancock of Trail Life USA. Many of you know that's a great ministry for our young men, kind of God's replacement to the now totally compromised Boy Scouts. And he shared some observations recently on really what boys need. And it's in the context of these constant, incessant, relentless, repetitive, knee-jerk reaction calls for more gun control. Every time there's a tragedy, and they are that, horrible tragedies that occur with guns, usually the culprit, not the gun itself. It can't hurt anyone. But he says what our culture needs is not more gun control. It needs more fathers engaged with their young men. So we're going to share that conversation coming up in just a few minutes this hour. We will also give you an exciting update on the Food for the Poor campaign, our progress in making efforts to help the folks in the Bahamas. And then next hour, Nathan Weiniger of 21 Wilberforce will join me to talk about the upcoming UN General Assembly series of meetings in New York City starting tomorrow. And throughout the week, in addition to the General Assembly meetings, there will be various focuses on critical issues as they would be considered or deemed by no doubt many. But among them, the importance of international religious freedom is one that Weiniger and all of us are hoping we'll get some consideration at the UN in their busy schedule and agenda that they have at this time. So that's coming up, a discussion with Nathan about that next hour. Also next hour, Tom Gilson, among other things, is senior editor at The Stream. I've asked him to join us to talk about his recent column, and I think it's so important at this time, High Integrity Christian Leadership, and the important fact that it's the norm, not the exception. Too often when we hear of defections from the faith and moral failures and failures of integrity at the highest levels of the Christian community and the community of faith, the inference is easily drawn by too many, well, that's just how things are. And it's widespread, and systemic and endemic and whatever else. No, he says those cases, as serious as they are, they're not the norm, and he will cite some very powerful examples to the contrary. So that's coming up next hour as well. In the meantime, we do want to remind you, for 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders. It really has. When you think about it, it's at a global level. We love the first responders locally and regionally, and even in terms of the private sector responding as only it can. But I tell you, one of the great responders globally has been and is Food for the Poor, especially to crises in the Caribbean and the Latin American countries. And it's, as you know, again, doing that in entire regions of the Bahamas. In fact, I'm learning from Food for the Poor that whole communities are gone in the Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands now. They've been destroyed. And there are reports of unparalleled suffering where families are left with nothing, absolutely nothing, but the clothing on their back. And worse yet, warnings are now, as you know, being issued about a new tropical system, perhaps threatening right now or developing in the Atlantic even as we speak. So what we've been telling you is that's why these campaigns that we do together are so critical. Right now, your gift of any amount is going to help provide food, water filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who really have, as I just said, literally lost everything except the clothing on their back. In fact, you may remember one of the interviews I did with Angel. It'll come up later this hour. He said even the soles of the shoes of people, because of all the water, the glue came loose, and they have shoes with no soles in them, no bottom in them. And that's all they have left. But your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. Now, we've suggested incrementally an $80 gift will help one person, $160 would help two, $240 would provide for three folks some help, or that very popular gift you've been tapping into or connecting with, a $320 gift will help a family of four. And we've had wonderful gifts. I'm going to say some thank yous a little later on this hour. The list is too long to do right now, and that's a nice problem to have. But I would remind you that every dollar you're giving right now is still being matched by Passport Auto Group matching funds. There's about $1,370 left of that money to double your gift when you call this number, 855-860-4673. Again, it's toll-free number, 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone. Hit send. Say the word give. You can do it that way or go to our website, wava.com. Now, they also tell me that for, and I know this is a number that most of us, if we could do it, we'd do it in a minute. We can't write that kind of a check, so to speak, but someone out there may want to do this. A $5,000 one-time gift will fill and ship an entire Food for the Poor container of hope to the Bahamas. A $5,000 one-time gift, of course, fully tax deductible, will in fact provide an entire container of hope for the region. So again, if you can give $5, should you call? Of course. Right now, it'd be doubled to $10. $50 doubled to $100. $500 doubled to $1,000. As I say, about $1,370 of that passport money still remaining to double your gift. So now's a quick time to call at 855-860-4673. If you want to give a larger gift over 12 months or whatever, believe me, Food for the Poor is thrilled and happy to arrange any kind of payment arrangement that you'd like to make. But the number again is 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone. Hit send and say the word give, or just go to our website, wava.com, and you'll see the bright red banner helping the Bahamas Emergency Relief. Click on that. You make your gift there as well. Stay with us. We'll talk with Mark Hancock when we come back.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently.
They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850.
Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment.
People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair.
And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off.
Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
This is WAVA's Tom Moyer. We are looking for our promotions director for WAVA Radio. Our promotions director helps ministries connect with WAVA listeners, represents WAVA at local events, and helps listeners connect with the radio station. If you know someone that loves Christian radio, is great around people, has digital and computer graphics skills, and wants to make a difference in people's lives, please encourage them to apply. Send them to WAVA.com, keyword people. WAVA.com, keyword people.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs.
Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Cornerstone First Financial. Call Mark Livingstone and the team at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221 or visit them on the web at cornerstonefirst.com. You know, there are some headlines that grab your attention and you find yourself saying a big amen even before you read what the writer really had to say on the subject. And this headline was one of those that I read: America doesn't need gun control, it needs more father figures. The piece was a column by Chris Woodward reporting on a recent interview with my guest this hour on Todd Starnes' show. And as a matter of fact, you can find the article itself at toddstarnes.com. Todd's a good friend and had him on the show in times past. But right now, I'm happy to welcome Mark Hancock to our show. Mark, as many of you already know, because you'll recognize his name, he is the CEO of Trail Life USA. That's described as a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership adventure organization for boys and young men. And as Mark himself has said, it's unapologetically Christian. Mark, it's an honor to welcome you to the show. Thanks for joining me.
That's my pleasure.
In recent times, we know, and I mentioned it to the outset of the hour, the controversy over guns has just exploded, if you will, exponentially. New calls to either take away all of our guns or write yet another law to control gun use. And I think you nailed it, and that's why I set this up as I did. When I saw your headline, I said, this is it. Talk about what you mean by America doesn't need more gun control. It needs fathers.
Well, there's so many more people who are brighter than I am to talk about gun control and look at all the complexities around that. But what I know is that we can look at some of these mass shootings that happens, and we can look at the state of our culture right now, and we can see that, one thing in common with these mass shooters is that there wasn't a father in the house. I think 26 out of the last 27 did not have a father figure at home. That's significant. You can look at many other things that feed into the equation of what it is that's going on, but I don't think anything is so strong that statistic is just shocking. And as we see this change in our culture, as we see that really as we've developed as a culture, and this is a worldwide thing, as people are less and less dependent on two-income households because of our economy allows it, and they're less and less dependent on, especially in poorer countries, on a man going out and working and protecting the family, then we're seeing as a worldwide result, fewer fathers in the home, and especially in the United States. And the effect of that is I think that boys are paying a price. We think of boys kind of as a canary in a coal mine, feels the effects of the noxious fumes in their first. And boys are suffering. They're now twice as likely to be declared deficient in education. They are three times more likely to be diagnosed as ADHD. Their suicide rate is just soaring. The drug use, the depression, the mental health issues that boys are dealing with, it really points to an issue that we've got to start paying attention to.
And would you agree, boys and girls for that matter, young people really do, even at young childhood, they want structure and they want rules. I read a piece just earlier today which said just that. We don't so much want comfort, we want rules. And I think that's a fair thing to say. I remember in the first church I pastored many years ago, one of the teenagers who was one of the more rebellious ones in his home, he admitted at one point, about 17 years old, he said, we don't like them, but he said, we really do need rules. Are you finding that the case with the boys that you've worked with through the years?
Well, it's especially true with boys. And when you talk about fathers not being in the household, what happens is the mother is there. And so, of course, a girl, she has an adult role model there. She has someone that she can identify with. With boys, it's tougher. I mean, single moms are doing an amazing job. I mean, they're heroes, what it is that they have to deal with. But boys are missing out because they don't have that father in the household. And typically, the father has the role of doing what it is that you're saying, is drawing those lines and making those rules clear. Boys want to know basically three things. They want to know who's in charge, what's the mission, and who's on their team. And that's why in Trail Life USA, we try to establish that for boys. One, we give a solid faith for them to identify with, which is huge. But we tell them who's in charge. They're in a patrol where they have somebody in charge of that patrol. You're an outdoor adventure-based organization that's formed in troops and patrols. So they know who's in charge. They don't question that. They know who's with them because they're part of that patrol. They may have a name for the patrol, their uniform, or whatever. And they know what their mission is. It may be to plan a hike or something solid that they can lean in. Trail Life USA, it's our Christ-centered focus. When they have those things, these are not the kind of boys who then take up a gun and go shoot up a school or a store or something like that, because they're part of a community, and that's critical for boys. So it is solid rule setting, just clearly who's in charge. And a world that they can find this, Don, and this is really remarkable, in our schools and everything, and in our culture today, there's so few absolutes. And we drive our boys to a video game world where there are absolutes in that world. I mean, when you do a certain thing, something happens, and it functions the same way every time. And they can win, and they can compete, and they can take risks, and they get rewarded for those risks. We've taken that out of real life, and boys are rushing into that video game world to find that place where somebody will tell them, here's the rules, here's what you follow. If you do this, if you do X, Y will happen, and if you don't do it well, you'll have to try again. And so that's why we're sending to this kind of virtual world where there are rules, And then we're criticizing them for playing so many video games. So boys can't seem to win either way.
Talk about something I know you've addressed in terms of men spending time with their boys, either fathers or, as you put it, father-like figures who are in the boy's life. And, of course, most of us dads are busy. I'm now past those years, but as a pastor, especially, and a broadcaster all those years, I look back, I do a lot of things over, one of which is I would readjust my schedule radically for my kids. And I think most men looking back probably have that kind of regret, but there are men listening who don't have to do that. They can make the decisions now. What are some good things they can do to do some creative time with their boys?
Well, that's a real challenge. In fact, I was at an event not too long ago. We had a question-and-answer session. A man asked pretty much that question from the audience. He says, listen, I can't figure out how to connect my son. I don't know how to speak his language. I don't know what it is he's interested in. I don't know how to play the video games. I don't have the time to commit to the video games that he does so I can get in there and I can compete with him and share that world with him. What do I do? And dads have to figure this out, and dad-likes have to figure this out. And what we've done in Trail Life USA is we use the outdoors. You know, the outdoors is the great equalizer. You know, today is this is the first generation of boys that we have today. Don't really need a dad. They can Google everything that they need. But the outdoors is the great equalizer, and because you can't Google starting a fire with wet leaves. But if you get out in the outdoors and you're out there with a man who knows how to do that, you're learning something. And so we create a kind of environment where boys are either with their dads or with a dad like, a man who's part of that troop who's helping to mentor and disciple that young man. And they have that opportunity to work through these things in the outdoors where it's a level playing field. And so dads and men need to look for opportunities like that where they can pour into a young man's life, where they have something that they can offer that young man. And they can share. They can share in that environment where they're being challenged by something. It's also really critical to dads that they also have their own network of men that they can be a part of. And that's why in Trail Life USA, we like that too, because the dads get to see how other dads are acting around their sons. The boys all bed down for the night in the tent, and the dads are sitting around the campfire. Building their relationship, you know, one with another. So those sort of opportunities where you can be around other men and kind of in a environment where there's a community that's focused on something, you got to look for those things with your sons. Again, we offer that in Trail Life USA, but there's other places where you can do that too. Find a place where you can be with other men and who are with their sons and with dads or dad likes who are with young men and they're working towards a common cause.
Well, obviously God's raised you up to fill a great need because for years the Boy Scouts met that need. We all are very aware of how far off that track they have strayed through the years. Talk about the growth of Trails Life USA, because everything I read about it, it's really exploded, which tells me it's meeting a great need.
Yeah, for the longest time, we were looking at numbers in Boy Scouts dropping from a height of, I think, about 7 million back in the 60s and 70s down to 2 or 3 million in the last couple of years. And people were just saying, well, boys aren't interested in the outdoors anymore. We're proving that isn't true. Now, about 5 years ago, when the Boy Scouts started making some severe departures from their traditional mooring, then we started Trail Life USA. We're about 5 years old. And we've grown. We have members in 50 states, over 30,000 members across the country. We're functioning out of about 800 churches, the troops in 800 churches all over the country. And our growth in a world where other outdoor organizations are losing members is proof that it isn't just the outdoors that was attracting the boys. It was that environment where they're challenged. It was that environment that's specifically male, that's aimed at a male-focused environment where men are discipling and mentoring young men. That's what's attractive. And even in the latest decision from the Boy Scouts to allow girls, now we love girls, we think girls are amazing, but to take an organization that's 109 years old, that's given us presidents and senators and astronauts and war generals and community leaders, and suddenly say that magic, whatever it was that they had that built all these great men, can be applied to girls too. All of us know intuitively it just isn't true. Boys and girls are different. We know that. There's something about them. We know boys and girls are different. So we continue to offer that boy focus. We're Christ-centered and boy-focused, and we think that those two things are what's leading to our growth, because parents want their sons to be in an environment where they're boyness is being encouraged, is being drawn out. And when they're in a company of men and other young men who are doing hard things together, that's hard to find in our society. And I think that's why we're seeing such growth.
Well, let's talk more about it, Mark. I really would like to do that. I'll give your website as we leave. But thank you for what you're doing for our boys and for our men as well. God bless you.
Thank you, Don. God bless you.
Mark Hancock, CEO, Trail Life USA, and that's their website, traillifeusa.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What is my Blu-ray pick of the week? Well, it's one for the older sci-fi fans, as Dark Phoenix is on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital.
They can't begin to comprehend what you are.
Critics were split on this one, but I actually liked it. Yes, it was a total redo of the earlier X-Men film, but the effects and storyline still are intriguing enough to check out at home. If you're looking for something a tad more family-friendly, remember that the live-action Aladdin is now on Blu-ray, and you can win a digital copy at theentertainmentanswer.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Remember the Publisher's Clearinghouse? As a kid, I remember thinking, when's this guy going to knock on our door with a check the size of a refrigerator? And now as an adult, I realize he ain't coming. But for some of you, there is actually a way to get a giant check to show up. And that's by looking into a cash out refinance loan. Recent home values have shot up so much that many of us have significant equity or extra money sitting in our homes. And if you qualify, a cash out refinance allows you to ship some of that equity to your doorstep in the form of a check. We've seen families use this to do a house remodel, pay for a wedding, or to take that super special family trip. It can also be used just as a smart financial decision to pay off some credit card or college debts that have higher interest rates. We're a faith and family mortgage team committed to WAVA specifically, with the big advantage of being a direct lender. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hey, folks, I want to take a moment to kind of give you an update on where we are in our campaign with Food for the Poor. Our goal is a large goal, but you've already made some great strides in really making a difference. You've provided over $16,000 already toward our goal of about $42,000. And, of course, that leaves us a bit of a goal to go, but We still have $1,370 available from the Passport $8,000 matching fund that will double your giving whenever you do make that call. I want to thank some folks as quickly as I can. Rocky and Sealy, California, $100 gift. Eligio, I believe it is, or Eligio in Fairfax, a $300 gift. $300 from Andrea in Bowie, $160 from Merriam in Woodbridge, $80 from, Regina, I believe it is, or Reginald, I guess it is, in Tacoma Park. $50 from Laya in Upper Marlboro. $50 from Dinah or Dina in Burtonsville. $35 from Grace in Great Mills. A $1,000 gift from Mary Ellen in Potomac. $30 from Ann in Vienna. Now, those are just some of the gifts that have come in and others I want to mention as well. But remember, there's still about almost $1,400 of Passport money waiting to double your gift right now. So stay with us as we go back to the campaign.
The following program is sponsored by Food for the Poor and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Folks, I know we're all aware of the profound devastation that has occurred and is still ongoing in some ways, especially in the Bahamas. In fact, one stark headline I just saw before I came in the studios read, Grand Bahama right now is dead. With the death toll still climbing even as we speak, with several hundred thousand more people having lost their homes and literally lost everything except their lives. Which is why now is such an important time for us to be doing what we're doing here on WAVA. And that's teaming up with the great Christian relief ministry known as Food for the Poor. And I don't know of anybody I'd rather talk to about these crises than a man whose heart is really in the pain and suffering of the world. That's our good friend, Angel Aloma. He is the executive director of Food for the Poor. And Angel, thank you so much for joining me for this brief visit. What can you tell us about the needs of the Bahamas right now?
Well, I spoke yesterday to the Minister of Agriculture and to the Minister of Health, and they need just about everything done. As you describe, people have been left with absolutely nothing. So they need clothing. They need food. Can you imagine their shoes? They said the glue had come totally off of them, so the soles are all off of the top of the shoes. But the worst thing is that there is nothing for them to eat. I saw pictures of areas that were totally, totally devastated. It looked like a lumber yard. And unfortunately, they're trying to evacuate people, but the amount that they can evacuate is a very tiny amount considered to the devastation and the number that is suffering in the Bahamas at the moment, particularly in Grand Bahama and in Abaco.
And do you know where they're taking these people? Are they bringing some of them to the States or where are they else?
Well,
go ahead.
I know that some were taken to Palm Beach close to here, and they have a shelter for 250, but that will be very quickly filled. I know that cargo ships are bringing back people, not necessarily here, but to different countries. And so I imagine we will open our doors also, but it's as I said, a tiny number compared to the number that are totally devastated and who have no families here and no one to really help to take care of them.
Tell our listeners who are so generous, they love Food for the Poor, we've partnered with you and you with us for many years, tell them how we can help right now.
Well, right now we have a great avenue of helping is by donating, because we already gotten generators. We have gotten electric saws. We are at this very moment calling our partners to see what medicines they can give us. And we have our partners who give us food also. But we need money for the shipment of these things. There are some things we do have to purchase. Like the heavy equipment, for example, like the generators and the saws, we have purchased a container load of those because they need those to start even beginning to clean up some of the places where trees have fallen and stuff like that. and the generators, of course, for the clinics and the hospitals and places where they really are overwhelmed right now with need because so many people have been harmed. The death toll is going to be a shocker. They have been saying at first 5 people, then 9, now 40. It's going to be in the hundreds, Don, and they need all the help they can get for those who have remained alive but who are injured, who are hungry, who are really with nothing, no property whatsoever. Their homes have been devastated. They have no clothing. They have no food. And that's where the help is really needed now to help us to let us ship as much as possible. We have wonderful partners who will give us a lot of stuff. We have wonderful buying power where we can buy a lot of stuff, but we really need the cash to do this.
Folks, it's so easy to do, really. By that, I mean there's a toll-free number. You can give by cell phone. I'm going to tell you how to do that as well. And, of course, you can give whatever you're able to give, $50, $100, $1,000. We've been giving out increments of $80 or $160. That kind of provides for some food and some supplies for one person, $80, $160 for two, $240 for three. We've said you could provide for a family of four for $320. But the Bahamas need is so massive that if you can give a larger gift, maybe $300 or $400 or $500, maybe $1,000. Some of you listening, I laugh because you've done it through the years so often. You could give a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 gift. And Food for the Poor, I guarantee you, will put it into very good use. Their margin of overhead is one of the smallest of any of these sorts of NGOs working in the world. So your gift is going to make a difference when you call this number. Toll free, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. I want to give that one more time. 855-860-4673. 4673. If you have your cell phone handy, just hit #250, then hit send. And when you make the connection, just say the word give, and it will connect you to an operator you can give that way. And of course, we're all ready for you on our website, wava.com. Just go there and you'll see a large red banner that says Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Click on that banner and you can make your gift as well there. There is no gift too small nor too large, is there, Angel?
Not at all, no. And, you know, I have such confidence. I have lived in 4 countries, Don, and I have never, ever experienced a philanthropic tradition. Philanthropy means love of man, and the tradition here in the U.S. is superb. It's way above anything I've ever experienced in my life. I have lived in the Caribbean in 2 countries, in Cuba and Jamaica. I have lived in Canada. I have lived here. And there is no people as generous as those in the United States. Whether it be abroad or whether it be local, they give. As long as they hear about it, they respond beautifully.
I mentioned the very narrow overhead that Food for the Poor must use, obviously, for operational costs. It's one of the lowest of any I know. Exactly how much, percentage-wise, of our dollar is going to the Bahamas right now?
I think this year, including all cash donations and the value of donated goods, is going to be a little over 5%, which means that more than 94% of all donations go directly to programs that help the poor.
You know, we could, and you and I have talked about this before, we could commiserate over why God allows such tragedies to happen. We won't know the full answer to that, of course, until we get home to be with the Lord. But it's a world that's broken by sin. It's a world that's broken by evil. And, of course, nature itself is really feeling the pain of the fall, as we say. And this is part of it, these hurricanes, these storms. And we can either make the choice to say, well, why did God let this happen? Or we can, I often say, we can go where God is already working, in this case in the Bahamas, and join him in bringing relief. What's your thought?
Absolutely. See, to me, it's God's expectation that the good people of the world will respond. And, you know, you have experienced it in your station. God has experienced it all over the world, that people, it brings out the best in so many others when a tragedy occurs in different places.
I'm talking with Angel Aloma, Executive Director of Food for the Poor. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi. I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An eight-session winning streak by the Dow Jones Industrial Average is over. Stocks lost ground amid concerns that a surge in oil prices could take a chunk out of global economic growth. A series of weekend drone strikes knocked out about half of Saudi Arabia's daily crude production. The Dow Jones Industrials today retreated 142 points. The Nasdaq Composite lost 23. The S&P 500 fell 9. Meanwhile, October crude soared 14.8%, more than $8, to settle at $62.90 a barrel. How high it shows up in an internet search can make or break a product. And today, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Amazon late last year adjusted its product search system to more prominently feature listings that are more profitable for the e-commerce giant. The Journal says it happened even though Amazon's search team opposed the move, knowing it could create trouble with antitrust regulators. An Amazon spokeswoman told the paper it hasn't changed the criteria used to rank search results to include profitability. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
I'm talking with Food for the Poor's Angel Aloma. And Angel, I know folks say, how is it possible to really do so much with so little compared to the need? But talk about Food for the Poor's track record. What is it, 37 years now?
37 years, we have developed fantastic relationships. Just one of our in-kind donors last year gave us over $20 million worth of food. And this is not just rice and beans. We do get a lot of that to Taiwan. The charitable arm of the government of Taiwan gives us 40 containers a month for Haiti. And, to feed my starving children, they gave us over $20 million worth of food. This is rice with desiccated vegetables, with vitamins and minerals and protein in it from soy. I mean, it's a complete meal for people not only to not starve, but also for the children to grow healthy with all their needs. And we buy at huge. Our buying power is tremendous because we're such a large organization and we have 17 countries to take care of. And so basically we can purchase, when you go to the supermarket, if we were buying that wholesale, we could probably get it for one-tenth of the price that you're paying for it.
Well, I have traveled with you and with your staff on a few occasions now, and I treasure every one of those memories. But I will say this, God has given you, my friend, a very compassionate heart. How do you cope with all of this? Because we're just talking about one area right now of crisis, but you live in that world on a daily basis. How do you handle it?
People say, how come you don't become depressed? And I say, because I become depressed for 5 seconds and then inspired for a lifetime. When I hug a mother who has lost a child, not because of a car accident or because of a horrible illness, but simply because they don't have enough food or they drink water that is not clean, that puts a thing in my heart that I have to do something. And there is a certain joy in doing good. God is a great engineer of the human being and of the whole world, of course. But he has made us so that we feel good when we do good. And so to me, it's like when I see the horrible stuff that I see quite often, it's like a challenge to think, how can I do better? How can I overcome this? You know, when Bahamas first happened, my first day was 13 and a half hours here at work. And the second day was 12 hours, you know, and I don't feel tired because it inspires me to be able to be in a job when we are allowing people to live, when we bring people who are at the edge of despair because of their suffering and their poverty and bring them back to the land of the living, to the land of dreamers, people who hope, who can hope again and hope for a life with less pain for the future.
Folks, you hear the old saying, we've all used it at one point or another, curse the darkness or light the candle. My, what an option. We can't do a thing by commiserating over how bad things are, but we can do something by picking that phone up and lighting a candle for a family or for an individual. We've given you some figures. $80 for one person will provide some relief for that person, food and supplies and the other sorts of things that they're going to start to need to get their lives back together. $160 for two, $240 for three, $320 for a family of four. And again, as I've said, if you want to spread that out over maybe 12 months, $27 a month will provide that $320 figure. Or there's some of you listening right now, you could give a generous gift of $1,000 right now, or a $5,000, or even a $10,000 gift. Now, I know that's not for everyone. I understand that. But there are those that God has given with what Paul talks about in Romans, the ministry of giving. And it's really a ministry of stewardship of wealth that's beyond average. So if you can do that, if you can make that larger gift, there couldn't be a better time than right now to pick that phone up and call this number, 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, hit send, and then say the word give, or just go online to WAVA.com. We have a banner waiting for you there, bright red banner that says Bahamas Hurricane Relief. Click on that and make your gift there. Angel, my friend, give us a final word as to what you'd like to say to our listeners and anything else about this great need that we're sharing together.
Well, I want to remind the listeners that when Jesus was on the cross in a moment of extreme pain, he quoted from the book of Isaiah, my God, why have you forsaken me? And if he could feel abandoned even for a moment, can you imagine those who are suffering and are not half man and half God or full man and full God? And can you imagine how forgotten they might feel in their suffering? And then all of a sudden they get help from people who are far away, people who have a different culture, perhaps a different language, a different accent. And, you know, then all of a sudden they feel, my gosh, if these people can remember me, how much more can I feel remembered by God? So it's not just the physical, it's the spiritual and the emotional and the psychological, that they feel so much better when they feel that there are others in the world who remember them. Those who are far away, who will never hear thank you from their lips, but who will they know that they're there in some part of the world loving them from a distance. And that to me is such a beautiful thing about charity. And that's why I love what your listeners do, what they have done 1,000 times before, and what I have every certainty they'll do again, because they're superheroes. They will put on their cape of compassion, and they'll take up their sword of love and their shield of caring, and they'll do what superheroes do. They will save the day. So I have every confidence, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart for their generosity and their compassion.
Angel Aloma, Executive Director with Food for the Poor. And as we go to this break, would you go to the phone right now and make your generous gift as it can possibly be? Toll-free number 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673, pound 250, and hit send on your cell phone and say the word give, or go online to WAVA.com. Stay with us. We'll be back with more in a moment here on The Don Kroah Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts MORE to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real, naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text MORE to 85850. That's M-O-R-E to 85850.
Don Kroah here for Food for the Poor. For 37 years, Food for the Poor has been one of the truly great first responders to the needs and crises throughout the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And it's doing that once again, as whole communities in Abacos and Grand Bahama Islands have been destroyed. And worse yet, warnings are now being issued about new tropical systems threatening in the Atlantic. That's why your gift is so important right now, as you help provide food, water, filters, generators, tarps, hygiene kits, and other emergency relief supplies to people who have literally lost everything. Your one-time gift of any amount is going to make a difference. $80 will help one person. $160 will assist two. $240 will provide for three people. And your $320 gift will provide for a family of four. But again, your gift of any amount is needed at 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. Pound 250 on your cell phone and say the word give, or give online at WAVA.com.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why, at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
I want to take this last couple of minutes of this hour to say a couple more thank yous and encourage you to continue giving as you have been so generously in our Food for the Poor campaign. Thank you to Aldi, Virginia is where she lives. Petra in Aldi, Virginia gave a $160 gift. Brandon, Alexandria, a $1,000 gift. Carmen in Bristow, Virginia, $50. $320 from Margarita in Centerville. $25 gift from Marcia in Washington, D.C. Kimberly in Arlington, $500 gift. Brenda in District Heights, $30. Kenneth in Huntingtown, Maryland, $80 gift. And $80 from Pamela in Glen Burnie. All of those gifts, by the way, coming in overnight and up to this afternoon show before it started. So those are all been doubled with the passport money. And there still remains, at the start of this hour, $1,370 that you can use to double your gift as well. Food for the Poor Executive Vice President Ed Rain has said, it's important to know exactly what the people in the Bahamas are saying they need. It's not like here we have insurance here in America. We serve people who don't have a safety net, the poorest of the poor. And they need food and survival kits. And then, of course, they're going to need long-term help. And that's one of the reasons Food for the Poor is there. That's one of the things I learned early on about Food for the Poor, and Every relief agency, of course, is different. Some are quickly first responders, get in there and help while the crisis is there, and then, of course, not set up for long-term sustenance or sustainment beyond that. Food for the Poor does both. They go in immediately upon the emergency, the crisis happening, and then they stay for the long term. So that's really what you're being a part of when you make that call and that gift of any amount to 855-860-4673. That's 855-860-4673. #250 on your cell phone, hit send and say the word give, or just go to our website and click on the banner at WAVA.com. A big, bold, red banner, Bahamas Emergency Relief, and make your gift there. That's it for this hour. Thanks for doing something right now.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's AActionHomeServices.com, 703-922-1900.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is on Life-Changing Talk Radio, 105.1 FM, WAVA. Weekday mornings at 9:30.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1, Arlington. Life-changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.